Did it stop crackling?
It stopped crackling. So that's not too bad.
But now I'm afraid to
switch back your Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm afraid to switch back the Wi-Fi.
Don't touch shit.
I'm on like the hotspot of my phone right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be pushing out more with the Wi-Fi, but I mean,
hold on. Plug it in the power. Let me plug my phone in the power so it don't die.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah, then it's your whole phone to die, and then there'll be nothing left. But I have no clue what was going on.
Nah, man. So behind the scenes, guys, we've been here for about 25 minutes, and for the first time ever, Felix has had some microphone issues. Normally, he's the clearest, loudest, crispest sound we have here, but today, it was like he had some paper in his mouth. It was crackling big time.
Yeah, I'm exhausted trying to figure it out.
Yeah, man, you don't do that kind of work anymore.
Mm-mm. It's about to reset my router. It's gotta be the router.
That's a little pink.
What is that? Is that Caleb Williams?
That's what it looks like.
You see my nails?
And your iPhone? You got a pink iPhone too?
Man, I'll tell you what.
And a clutch? He's got.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it.
No, you can't, bro. Like I
just think it's an age difference, man. We're the boomers now. And that's just what these.
No, dude. These I know. I know like people.
I don't know.
I know people who are 22 years old. They don't wear a lipstick and paint their nails and carry a clutch.
Hold on, it wasn't lipstick. It was lip gloss.
Lip gloss be popping, bro.
Yeah, nah. I wear lip gloss. All right. I just
do
just
you,
not pink.
Do you wear pink lip gloss?
No, clear.
All right then. Clear.
But
that's fine.
But he clearly. You know what I think? Because he has a girlfriend and she is, you know.
No comment.
So I think he's just trolling you people now. I think he's just ultimate trolling now.
Who is you people? The whites?
Huh? No, the people that's saying that, you know, that's got a problem with him and his painting his nails and stuff.
Well, here's my
now he just took it to an extreme. Like, oh, they got a problem with me painting my nails. I'm going to get a pink phone. I'm going to get a pink clutch purse. And I'm going to get some pink lipstick. And I'm going to wave like I got a little sugar in my tank. And, you know.
The problem with that is it won't happen now. But in about 2 years, if he comes out and does horribly, it's going to be, they're going to shred him apart. It's all about him, no team. Like, these people coming on now, which I take this stuff with a grain of salt. I'm not a Caleb guy, but I've yet to see him, so I'm going to reserve my right to say he's not great till I actually see him play. And it may take a year or two. But now that he's out, it's
going to take 2 weeks.
Playing football now or out of USC. Now there's people like, oh, he teammates didn't want to hang out with him. The coach didn't
want to. You'll be on board in 2 weeks.
When he skipped the bowl game. They're like, oh, finally we play as a team. I'm like, what? I mean, it's like talking shit about your ex-girlfriend. When you break up, just part ways. Don't talk so much shit about her. Now that he's gone, everybody's piling on.
I didn't hear none of that stuff.
Oh, bro, it was when he left for the bowl game. It was like, oh,
but nobody
played like a team. And the dude
nobody plays in those bowl games anymore.
Well, his backup came out and threw 6 touchdowns. So, I mean, you look at a one.
Yeah, against the other team's backups.
Well, you never know.
I do know. Nobody plays in that game.
I don't get caught up in that. But, yeah, they were.
The only people playing in that game is the ones that's coming back.
Understandable. But they were shredding him left and right. Nobody wanted it. Like, it was teammates were happy he was gone. Coaches can run certain plays. Wasn't it the practice? It was all this crap. I'm like, listen, I get it. He's not the most sociable guy. People have an opinion about him, whatever it is. But, man, the comments, they just kept going at him. I'm like, ugh. I don't like that kind of stuff. You bring up with a girl, just let her walk. Let her find someone else and be happy. Hey,
listen,
you go
man.
Do your thing.
No,
listen, it's draft season. It's draft season. It's the most overreactionary period in football. Everybody is getting ripped right now. Marvin Harrison, he's been the number one guy for like the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And now they're telling me, oh, neighbors may go over him. something's wrong with him. He doesn't, he's not as explosive as we think. Malik Nabers just bounces off the film. He may go before Marvin Harrison. He didn't go to workouts. He didn't do the pro. Like, come on. This dude's been the number one guy for like the last 2-3 years.
These commentators just need something to say. Like, they say so much nothing. I saw, where's this dude?
He was the best receiver on a team with Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. All those guys was there.
And I don't need to see your pro day. I can put on an actual game that you played in against live competition where people are coming at you and you excelled. I don't care what you're running in your pro day or all this, like, that means nothing to me.
It's this whole draft, see, it's just crazy. Today, after Jaden Daniels' pro day, now they're saying, oh, J.J. McCarthy may go number two now.
Yeah, I heard this a lot of McCarthy crazy talk today.
Draft season is crazy. Like
any JJ hype is all you need to talk about with crazy draft stuff. That dude should be undrafted.
That dude has jumped up from first round. They always love
the quarterbacks. Go back to the draft that they just had where all the quarterbacks, oh my God, they were so exciting. What's his name? They got traded from the 49ers. Everybody was on that dude's nuts, and he's not even
playing football. But I'm saying like JJ McCarthy, like literally he went from, oh, he's a early second round. Oh, he's a first rounder. Mid first rounder. Paid. Oh, top 10. Now today they saying, man, J.J. McCarthy may go number two.
Bro. Like Mac Jones got drafted, what, 10? Because the Patriots needed a quarterback and he was what was left for that grade, that area.
I heard a person today said, Jim Harbaugh is one of the most smartest football coaches in football, and for him to say J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback in the draft, you have to take that with some substance.
You realize
you have to take that with pure bias.
Nick Saban is probably the greatest coach ever in college football, and he said that Tua Tagovailoa was going to be the greatest quarterback ever.
Yeah, but Jim Harbaugh, he is a quarterback's guy. Saban is a cornerback. Like if I wanted to talk to Nick Saban, I would talk to him about cornerbacks. I wouldn't talk to him about a quarterback.
He's been in the game way too long to not know every position, just like his specialty.
Yeah, but you got to have your expertise. You got to know he where you cut your teeth at. And Jim Harbaugh knows quarterbacks.
He's gonna get his man paid. That's his job.
That's what it sounds like to
me. They were saying if the money wasn't such a problem, he would trade Justin Herbert to draft J.J. McCarthy.
He can't do it. That's why he's saying that.
But the money is all messed up.
Yeah, he would never do that. He would do that, and then whoever their running back is would get 45 carries a game, and J.J. would throw it six times, and you'd be like,
he's going to do that. He's going to do that anyway.
Yeah, well,
that's just the way he played. That's just the way he goes. So
Herbie's toast.
So Justin Herbert might throw it like 20 times a game this upcoming season.
Let him try to be efficient instead of throwing
the ball 20
times a game.
You already know what Harbaugh is doing. Harbaugh's going to build those trenches, and he's going to run that ball.
MSN, this is a USA Today, 12 hours ago, is the latest that I could find. Number one, projected Caleb Williams to the Bears. Number two, Daniels to the Commanders. Number three, May to the Patriots. Number four, proposed trade from Arizona, J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings. And then Harrison Jr. to the Chargers, Nabers to the Giants, and then tackle linebacker Odunze to the Bears at 9, Brock Bowers to the Jets at 10. So here they have the Vikings trading to get McCarthy.
That's
the newest one
12 hours.
Shows any kind of list. Yeah, exactly.
12 hours, that's before Jaden Daniels' pro day.
Yeah.
So the word is after Jaden Daniels' pro day is J.J. McCarthy might go number two.
So he had that bad of a pro day.
That's what they're saying.
He probably did that shit on purpose.
Some guys, man, they're
play for your get drafted at the end of one. You still make a lot of money and work with a good team on your next contract.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying. And then, I mean, you got Marvin Harrison there, and then they're saying after the day pro day, they're telling me, they're saying Malik Nabers may go before Marvin Harrison Jr. because he clocked a 4.35 at the pro day today.
Who's better, May or Will Levis, Mayo boy?
Who you think's better?
Yeah, who you think's better? They just seem like the same guy to me.
I think Drake May is better. But I don't think I think Drake May gotta work on some things before they put him, like, throw him in the game. But he's got, I think he has the tools to be good. He goes to New England
in top five. He's going day one into the.
No, they can play Brissett for a year.
Yeah, that doesn't work for anybody.
It works for them.
Nobody's had success behind Brissett.
It works for them.
He's a solid backup. He'll get you your few wins when you need them.
Yeah, you know? you let Drake May work on some things for a year and figure it out.
I'm not taking no QB at top five.
It's crazy. If quarterbacks go one through four, that'd be the first time ever. I'm pretty sure that'd be the first time ever in the draft.
Sounds about right.
Quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4. That's nuts. I don't think it's gonna happen.
It could happen.
Trades.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Trades.
That's crazy. Though. Four quarterbacks in the top four. I tell you what, I'd really like that to happen because that is going to push some talent down to 15.
I don't even know. You're hoping for that for the Colts to get something else.
Yeah, I'm hoping quarterbacks go 1 through 4 and then Harbaugh take a left tackle at 5. That's what I'm hoping for. Just push this talent on down. You know Harbaugh love his line, so he may take a tackle.
Who did they end up getting running back out there? Did they get anybody yet? The trade, I forgot.
The Chargers? They got the Chargers? What's his name from the – was it – he used to play on the Bears? Singletary?
No, they got Gus. Singletary Gus the Bus.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Singletary. Where did Singletary go?
He went to the Giants.
Giants, yeah. They got – Chargers got Gus the Bus.
I wonder how it's going to work. He's a young guy. It's a power guy, but I mean
– Oh, he's Harbaugh's – type of guy.
You think they got rid of all their receivers out there. So, I mean,
he's his type of guy. Then I think Harbaugh probably going to take Corum sometime in the draft.
That's what I was just going to say. Is he think he'll draft him?
Yeah, he was a lot faster than I thought. I thought he was going to go out there and run like a 4.7.
His quickness. I saw some clip. I haven't kept track of much of it, but that he's some clip with a running back that ran faster than him, and they did like the bag drill where they have to go, you know, dodge side to side, and Corum was through that thing before the other dudes.
Yeah, he's quick. He's good. I like Corum. He just don't have that top end get up and go. Well, he ain't got that.
They're used to Eckler out there, so they'll be all right.
Yeah, he's got that Eckler. I get an open field and somebody come catch me.
Yeah, as long as he's not hurt.
So for a running back, what's more important, quickness or speed?
Quickness.
Yeah, I like quickness.
Well, both, but like lateral quickness, vision.
Yeah, lateral quickness.
You could be quick as hell, and then you could still run into the back of people like a – who was that that used to do that?
Yeah, you got to be small space. You got to have it all. Small spaces. Moving small spaces.
No, because you got some dudes, they got to get breakaway speed, but they can't – they've got like Derrick Henry. He gets faster the more it goes, but he's not shaking anybody behind the line. He just got to get the sweep and keep going. Yeah. Where you get some dudes that dance too much, they can't really get going. But if you need a guy who's quick enough, he'll get you going down the field. Like Barry Sanders, one of the very few people that I saw that had a combination of quickness and speed. Not most guys I've seen growing up. They're either fast in the breakaway or they can dance around and get a few extra yards because their quickness in the breaking through the hole, but they're not going to run away from anybody.
Yeah. I mean, you want both. You want to be, you know, Saquon or like JT. They got both.
So is the problem with Saquon injuries, or was he just on a horrible team? Because I know coming out of college, he was this, oh, my God, Saquon Barkley. And now he's over in Philly. Oh, my God, we're going to do great. But he's done nothing.
He's going to be nasty in Philly.
He's done plenty, but he was on a bad team. But you can't. They couldn't pay him because he couldn't stay healthy. So you can't pay him, and then he's injured the next year. It's like every other year he was hurt.
Yeah, last year was his first full season, right? Yeah.
That
like
other year,
he can catch, he can run, he can block, but man, he gets hurt a lot. And then being up there,
I remember the injury he got. I don't know if it was the year before last, where like he was walking backwards, just like going to rehuddle and stepped on somebody's foot and his foot just went sideways. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what a freak accident. Like that's not an injury prone guy. That's bad luck.
Yeah. But bad luck goes to injury prone guys when you're walking backwards and step on someone's foot and you're done for the season. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Saquon has both. He's quick and fast.
I just never, you know, he's in all the commercials, doing all these things, but if he wasn't in New York, if he was like Joe Mixon in Cincinnati with injuries and never playing, would you even hear about him?
Like Joe Mixon, he's getting rat down a lot.
Yeah, he's not fast.
I've seen him get run down.
Never put on my fantasy team. Had him on my fantasy team for 1 year. Never again. Now I know he's getting older, but he's a dude I stay away from. The second, top running back, I'm like, yo, I'm sorry, he's a starter. I can't do it. Give me a third guy from, from New England who alternates running backs. I cannot have Joe Mixon on my team. He's just, you got to stay away from him. Eckler's that guy now. I'm done with him.
Yeah,
we're gonna see what he's like in Houston now. He got a good deal in Houston.
Yeah, I mean they got a good team. To me, I don't see what the difference would be for his role. You got a quarterback who can stretch the field. He's gonna do his thing. Maybe they run him more because D'Amico Ryans is a defensive guy. They lost their coordinator, right?
No,
he stayed. The Texans coordinator stayed. All right.
Yeah.
I know he was. I know there. A lot of people.
He was up for some jobs, but he's.
Yeah.
He stayed.
Oh, noise! All right. So what's up with these 2024 approved playing rules?
I
got the list here in front of me. What do you want to go with first?
That hip drop tackle, man, that is going to be terrible.
I don't know, man. I don't see like it's going to make the game offensive and.
But yeah, they want
tackle somebody.
Points.
Man.
They want why points.
You gotta drag him. I think there's a lot of examples. There's a lot of examples online about some people that are saying, "Oh, this is a hip drop," that I disagree with because I don't think that it is. But there's some that are they're behind the guy and they are like they're dropping.
Yeah, but it don't happen.
To get the guy to the ground.
It don't happen that often for them to make a rule.
You're trying to use your body, your body
like,
weight.
They just changed the whole rule for like, 2% of the tackles?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's clearly it's going up.
I mean, just because some guys got hurt.
Going up is you can't tackle anybody.
So you can't
hit him around the collar. You can't go near the knees. If you hit him near the chest, air on the side of caution, you're throwing the flag because you may hit him near the head.
Yeah.
How are you supposed to tackle the dude running from behind?
You can't horse collar. You can't hip drop. You can't launch.
You can't tackle anymore.
That's definitely a good point. Is it's probably up because of the other things you can't do in tackle.
Yeah. How are you supposed to tackle these guys?
You're gonna see a lot of knees. Going for the knee,
bro. I think we've talked about it here. Anyone who has seen any interview ever with a football player, they'd rather be hitting the head than hitting the knees. The knees end your careers, then your head, you may be fine. You maybe have some issues 10, 20 years down the road. But your knees done in that game, you're screwed. They'll take a headshot any day of the week.
Like them DBs? Them DBs is going to be knee hunting.
Yeah, bro.
They can't do nothing else.
Yeah, they can't tackle.
And you get stuck in the turf, and that knee bends backward like a flamingo, bro. It's bad news, bro. It's not good. I get they want to do more points for gambling, more points for fantasy football. Don't say it has anything to do with player safety. It 100% does not. You're worried about getting hurt and sued. You can give a fuck about the player's health. Like that's the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I tell you,
another talking point right there is all of the betting thing companies are getting together to try to get ahead of regulation and make rules for betting. And one of the things proposed was to take out player only prop bets. Which
well, who's
would,
this
like,
dude?
Take out
the
all of betting.
You see,
hold
this guy
on,
in the
take
Raptors?
Out prop betting. That's yeah. I like. This is what I like to do.
Exactly, but they're saying that not only does it cause like the gambling, but it's made like Shohei Ohtani, the baseball player that just got in trouble.
Yeah.
So they're saying that if it's one single person, that single person can affect the game.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't.
Keep in but prop bets. That's a big and thing. put back hip drop tackles. Oh God. I tell you what, the first Colts game that I watch and they call that hip drop tackle in the fourth quarter, and I'm gonna be so upset.
You really know they're not gonna call it for like it's not gonna be right out of the gate. It's gonna be controversial. I'm gonna be so upset
because it's gonna be calling
it and then it's gonna come.
That's what I'm saying. They're not gonna call it the whole game, they're not gonna call it the fourth quarter. They're gonna be hip drop tackle. 15-yard penalty. Are you going to be like, come on,
man. Another way for them to control the game and make sure they get paid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. The rule that I was upset that didn't – like, they passed all the rules that I didn't care about, really. The rule that I wanted in, they voted against.
Which one what is that?
I really wanted that the Eagles rule that they propose, where instead of an onside kick, the offense could get a 4th and 20. I was excited about that one. I was like, let's go.
That seems like a great one. I just have an approved rule.
They voted against it. But the Eagles, this is the second year that the Eagles have proposed this. Instead of an onside kick, the offense could choose to take a 4th and 20. From like the 35 or whatever. So if you don't get it, the other team's gonna get the ball at like the 35 or whatever.
That would be a good.
You know what I'm saying?
But this stupid kickoff rule looks like a UFL rule. Looks like it lacked a lower league funny rule to bring people in to watch the game, and you're gonna bypass a 4th and 20, and then allow the stupid kick rule to come in.
You don't like the kick rule.
Well, the kick rule is from the XFL.
Yeah, I like it because I think it's going to – I was thinking, like, people who fill their special teams now is going to want to fill their special teams with O-linemen and tight ends instead of safeties.
Yeah.
Because you have blockers.
You got to block. Yeah.
You gotta just block. Have a bunch of fucking O-linemen.
This is supposed to up returns because last year there was
– But then again, little you start having a bunch of slow guys on your kick team.
Yeah,
your shit might get busted.
That's what I'm saying. They expect more, and it's only for 1 year. They're going to do it next year and then compare results versus injuries to exciting play, stuff like that. Because next year, not this coming year, the following year, 25, it's going to go back to regular kickoff rules. So they're going to compare like the offensive pass interference for 1 year, then they get rid of it.
Usually when they do these test rules, 9 times out of 10, they pass, except that, like, which one was the one that the pass interference one didn't pass because it was horrible. Yeah, challenging every pass interference. That was terrible. Well, so they
got the Detroit rule. Detroit, all you need is one successful challenge to get a third, not two successful to get a third. I thought that was good. I don't mind challenges.
I don't care about that.
Let's see here. Competition committee. Rule 14, Section 5, Article 2, to allow for an enforcement of a major foul by the offense prior to a change of possession in a situation where there are fouls by both teams.
That's called,
we need the situation to happen and then work it out. I don't have reading comprehension, bro. I need to see that joint on the TV.
Yeah, that was that. All I heard was blip, 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 blip.
I was reading these earlier. It was the same thing. I'm like, these kind of sound like I know what it is, but these seem to be a little bit ridiculous.
Once you got to the third sentence, I was like, no, this is too long already.
Yeah. Once he got to articles.
Yeah.
But so, like, I was looking at the contract. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. It wasn't important enough to make the highlights.
No. But, like, yeah, these are all – it's all rule 15, 15, 14, 12. They just clarified some stuff. So, like, the article here is no new rules. They just adjusted some, which, I mean, at this point, that's all you're doing is amending rules. But, no, there's nothing in here.
They voted against Philly's rule and they voted against Indy's rule. Indy tried to get all penalties being challenged. Like you can challenge like everything under 2 minutes. Because remember in the Cleveland game last year where they robbed us and they called a defensive holding.
Yeah.
And they got the ball at like the 1 yard line or whatever.
Yeah.
When it wasn't really a hold, like the sack happened before the hold, but you couldn't challenge it. So, but they voted against that. They was like, nah, we're not doing no.
They're not trying to put anything that puts the rest of the referees in the middle. So if the ref calls a certain thing, they're not going to want that shit to be reviewed and prove that he messed it up. They're not going to put that kind of pressure on them. And worst case, what other rule is it where every time the ref would go back and review it, he'd come back and just say his call was right every time. And it was like, this rule is useless.
There's a lot of play. It was a lot of them like that.
Offensive pass interference rule a couple years ago.
They didn't care to come out and say they looked at it real quick and they'd come out every time. And it was
no. Yeah, still pass interference. Sorry.
Challenge every penalty in 2 minutes could be excessive depending on the penalty. But if you've got three challenges, every play should be available to challenge, regardless of what it is, a pass interference, a hold, anything. If you can challenge a play, why does it only need to be this play at this time and this quick? No, dude, I got three. I'm challenging everything. They always talk about human error. Well, you got some of the oldest people in the world with the best athletes in the world, and you're going to tell me they're going to pick up everything? And you got cameras all over the place? Come on. Yeah.
They were saying they didn't want it to get like NBA, where you know the NBA, like the last minute of an NBA game is like 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's annoying as shit, but that's strategic, though. You gain more points that way. I don't particularly care for it, but you at least have a chance to get more points to get back in the game. You got three.
Like you'll still be challenging it. I'll be like, you know what, man? I'm going. I'm gonna go beat the rush. So I see what they're saying, but I don't understand why you don't want to get it right. Like you know what I'm saying? Like exactly. I understand you don't want to slow the game down, but why don't you want to get it right?
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing.
Because Indy would have been in the playoffs if you got that call right.
Yeah, because if you quarterback sack before or the holding before,
yeah, it was a sack later, fumble.
That's game was over. What gets me is you get a holding call, 10 yards, offsides, 5 yards, versus a personal foul, penalties offset. We'll replay the down or penalties offset. We'll take the result of the down. That is the most confusing shit in the world. Is when you have a 5 yard penalty and a personal foul, offset, replay the down. Mark them. Isn't college mark them off? Go back 5, go up 15. You net 10 yards. Yeah. They should do that.
Do some math on there.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, we'll just offset. Like, hold on a second.
Offset penalties. Let's just do it again.
Yeah, bro. This is a holding call versus a guy took his head off. Offset. We'll do it again. Get the fuck out of here with that. I swear to God, the NFL does shit on purpose to piss people off, bro. Like, there's no other way around it.
Yeah, I don't understand. These
rules are stupid to me, man. Like, I'm so close. I'm so close to not watching football anymore.
No, you're not.
I am. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm going to watch the game.
No, you're not. If you're
going to tackle someone, they're going to throw a flag for tackling. I might just turn the shit off. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh, gosh. Listen, UFL starts this weekend, all right?
I'll give football, them a shot.
Football is back.
I'll give UFL a shot.
Football is back.
This nonsense, ready. Bro. I can't take it.
Football is back. We're ready. We're watch some football. And guess what? You can watch the game this weekend and look at what kick returns is going to look like in the NFL.
Everybody go out there and do that. Go watch.
Yeah, everybody UFL watch the game this weekend so you can see the kick return.
Yeah, if you need explanations that no one's making any sense, here it comes this weekend. Go watch. You'll get everything you need.
Ovalet.
When's the draft?
UFL? No, season starts already.
For NFL. When's the NFL draft start?
April. Got
23rd, usually.
Okay, we got to get a mock draft show coming up.
It's like
we got to put together our top 25. Oh, I'm going to butcher
it. It's not fair. Yeah, it's like, what is it, like the last Thursday in April or something like that?
Yeah, I know it's towards the end of April.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of fact, somebody said the other day it was a week from last Thursday. So what was last Thursday?
A week? You mean
a month? I mean a month. What was last Thursday? Like the 20...
It's the 25th to the 27th.
Yeah, so we still got the fourth week of April. All right, we got to get some. Either we do a full group 1 through 32, or our top five.
We do a whole first round.
Yeah,
our seven. That. You're doing a 7-round mock draft. You guys are ready?
I'm not doing seven. Not a motherfucking thing.
I got seven. I got.
You might as well just click on maybe. Daniel Jeremiah's stuff, and I'll print out the last four rounds.
Yeah, seven rounds. That's a bit much. Remember back in the day, seven rounds, like 15 rounds. Could you imagine?
You don't want to listen. You don't want to call like the what's the last guy,
Mr. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. You don't want to mock draft Mr. Irrelevant.
So we saw that thing Rob sent out yesterday or today. I'm with you 100%. Purdy may not ask for all this money, but his agent sure as shit will. That's how he gets paid. He gets 10%, 50%, or whatever Purdy gets. Of course,
if I'm the agent, I'm like, million. Yo, Purdy, he needs to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Especially if I'm his agent, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. If they win this year too, or even get back to the Super Bowl, this guy is clearly doing something right. You got to keep him here. Then you get to start thinning the herd, man.
Yeah. Who's up next to get paid? Or is everybody caught up?
Fields, he's right there. He's got his fifth year option coming up.
No, I'm talking about like big contracts. Rookie deals? Or was Herbert like the last? Was like Herbert like the last one?
Burrow
got paid.
I don't
Burrow got paid.
Have they done Tua's yet? I don't think they.
Oh no, Tua's next.
Done Tua's yet?
Is Tua staying in Miami, or are they going to tell him, nah, bro, but you got to take your $30 million, you got to go somewhere else?
I think they'll keep him. I don't know. I mean, who knows? They may do what you have to do and pay the guy, but I think they might settle in, like, the top seven. I don't know that he'll be the highest paid QB in the league.
Who was in the draft with Tua?
Herbie and Burrow.
That was that draft?
Yeah,
Love. So he's the last one to get paid.
Well, there you go, too. Jordan Love's got to get paid.
Oh, yeah, Jordan Love's going to get paid.
And he came out had like five good games. Well, I guess he had a good year overall.
Yeah, he had a
good time to get paid.
Yeah, he's going to get paid because
then we'll never hear from him again.
Yeah, so him and Tua, those are the next, because I don't think anybody of the young guys is going to get none of those young guys getting paid. Yeah, and Trevor Lawrence got paid already.
Yeah, Mac's not going to get paid.
No, Mac's not getting paid. Fields is not getting paid. I don't know who else is out.
Fields might go crazy out there.
I guess it's the wide receiver's turn right now.
I'm looking here, quarterback.
You got Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase. Those dudes is getting paid now.
That's it. Now that I think about it.
It's their turn.
He's not going to – that Fields won't play, and I know Russ is there, but, like, if you don't play Fields and he doesn't have anything, you re-sign him to a cheap three-year deal, and then you play him. But if you play him and he does really good, you're screwed with how much he's going to ask for.
No, they said it's a competition, man.
I think Trevor Lawrence is up to get paid, because right now this year –
Didn't Trevor Lawrence get paid already? He got paid early.
I'm looking here, $9.2 million for this season is what he's scheduled to make.
Well, he got paid early.
Go to Spotrac.
He got paid before Burrow and all those guys.
All right, because I'm looking at Rodgers, $37 million, Hurts, $51 million, Jordan Love, $13.5 million, Kirk Cousins, $45 million, and then I'm looking at Trevor Lawrence, 9.2.
Well, sounds like they got a good move. Yeah, he signed a 4-year, fully guaranteed, $36 million.
All right, so that might be why it's so low. It's fully guaranteed across the board. Then, all right, because I'm looking. That's all that I see. Geno Smith is making $25 million. Jordan Love, $13.5 million.
Yeah, he signed that early though. He signed that in
Jordan Love?
No,
Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence. He signed early. He's up again in 26.
Okay. Mayfield's got his 33 million. Gardner 12.5, looking good for the Raiders. All right, yeah, because everyone else is up here.
Gosh.
So I'm gonna give a little bit back to you here.
Oh no, 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 he hasn't.
Lawrence?
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence. He hasn't.
Yeah, because I only see.
So he's up next. He's on the
four. Yeah, because he's only been in the year, but four, it's 4 for 36.
Yeah, and they, his fifth year option next year is $25 million.
Okay, free agent 2026, total guaranteed $36 million. Yeah. 2025, yeah, 25.664.
Yeah, his fifth year option is next year, which is $25 million.
Unrestricted free agent in
so he yeah, so he'll get paid. He'll get paid.
Okay.
And he's probably getting paid. They're probably gonna do it early. Because you want to do it this year, probably, so you could try to get that cap number down from 25 million. You don't want 25 million cap hit with the fifth year option when you, if you know you're going to extend him. You do it now. Do it live. Do it live.
So listen, I'm going to give you a little bit back here on your boy.
He's probably waiting on Tua.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to see, Tua.
He shouldn't make more than Tua, I'll tell you that.
He's probably waiting on Tua. Like, they're saying that Jamar Chase is waiting on Justin Jefferson.
I don't even see Tua on here.
He plays for the Dolphins. You're not spelled Tua Tagovailoa.
How much is he making?
Isn't he on his fifth year option this year, too?
Bro, I'm good. No,
that's what he would be going into.
Oh,
so we can do his fifth year or pay him. So that's what they're. If we pay him, we'll save on caps. So we still.
I mean, if you're gonna
around by the cap.
If you gonna pay him, then you want to pay him now.
Yeah, they're doing what he's got to do. I don't know. Like I said, I think he'll get like top 10 money, but I don't know that he'll come out as like top. QB.
Tua is not on this list.
He's your quarterback. You got to pay him.
According to Sports Track, the only two quarterbacks for the Dolphins are Mike White and Skylar Thompson.
No, he's on his fifth year option. He's on his fifth year option this year. Damn, 23 milli.
This year, like we're playing this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it comes the 24 September.
Season coming up.
Correct.
Yeah, so you want to pay him.
We got to save on that cap.
Yeah, you want to pay him now. Yes, get it done.
They trying. I can't go on Dolphins.
25 million. You don't want that hitting your cap, especially not the Dolphins. Y'all barely got any cap.
No, we
y'all got like six players on your team right now under contract.
I'm trying to see what his dead money is, but he's not showing up here. But I can't. I was Team Tua his whole career. COVID season, no training camp, coach trying to get rid of him, no talent, all this crap. And now, watching last year, granted the defense has given up the points, he's putting stuff in the air. He's, you know, moving the ball, but cold or not, shit the bed in Kansas City. Only beating bad teams, getting blown out by good teams, him not showing up at some of those games. I can't be a Team Tua guy anymore. Like, I don't think he's the guy. And I want to see what his dead cap would be, because if you can get rid of him and just
you gotta pay him. What are you gonna do?
There's no get rid of him. I understand everything you're saying. He led the league in passing, my guy. Name a Dolphin player. He
can't win anything.
Bro, we're on. That's fine. Let me not win anything for two more years. I had Tannehill for seven, my guy. The dude could have won in six games. You gotta understand what we had as a quarterback. For like 25 quarterbacks in a row, we had nobody. And now we have a quarterback that leads the league, He's not going to – maybe he doesn't carry the team on his shoulder. Still better than what we've had. So maybe
he is, but you also have got the better coach you've had in the last 10 years also who knows how to run an offense. You need a guy who could do a little more. I'm not saying there's anybody out there.
Run and not throw and lead the league in rushing and not passing? You guys have that. We don't need that.
No. Listen, Joe, you guys wish you had my quarterback.
Listen, you have a tight end that throws hard.
It's the best quarterback in the NFL. It's not even a comparison. Listen,
it's good. I love this guy. I wish I had a quarterback that could run like Derrick Henry. I get it, but I'll stick to just a passing quarterback. I wish he was a little more, you know, shake and bake. So he put on weight so he didn't get hurt, and it hurt his mobility. And now they're saying that he's going to go back to getting more agile and mobile.
Going to get hurt.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, you guys are so contradicting. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'll tell you what. He's going to get hurt. The whole point was for him not to run. That's why he kept falling in the pocket.
Bro, Miami's—he's taking a huge step back this year.
Well, they've already gave him the fifth-year option, so they can't do anything with that, but extend him.
I mean, I'd rather go with Kyler Murray than Tua. I mean, you know my thoughts on Kyler Murray.
So would I. I mean,
so listen, like I was saying, I'll give you back a little bit on Sam Darnold. I found out today or yesterday, Sam Darnold came. He's been in the league for, 7 years now? And he's 27 years old. Like, he came into the league 20 years old, 21 years old.
Yeah, he was young when he came in.
Bro, so coming in, going that young, bad coaches, bad teams, I can see why the guys maybe confident shake, why people are on him all the time, why he makes reckless plays. He came in young and felt like he had to take over the world on when he came to the Panthers, right? Or to the Jets. Oh, my God, bro. 20 years old, trying to bring a garbage franchise to the top of the mountain, messing up every step of the way because you have no good team, no coach, nothing. I might have to give a little bit back to the Sam Darnold take away some of the hate.
Yeah, that, come on over.
How young he was when he came out. I'm a confidence guy. Like, it happened to Harrington. It happened to Carr when he went to Houston. You get the wrong setup to start your career and be young like that in that media, there's a good chance it's going to mess with you for a little bit. So I'm going to give a little bit back on the Sam Darnold. I'm kind of root for him a little bit.
Are you ready? You ready to watch him light it up?
We're not talking Sam Darnold until Rob's back. I'm not going.
He's going to light it up
here. I'm just saying.
He's going to light it up this year
today. And I was like, he's got a coach. Talk about this.
Listen, this year he has a coach that knows how to coach, and he's got Justin Jefferson, and he's got the other receiver from USC. Like, he's got a tight end. Yeah, he's got a tight end now. He's got a
team around him, man.
I'm telling you, Darnold might lead the league in passing this year.
He might be my second quarterback in my two-quarterback league if he's there round 17.
He might break the passing touchdown record.
Oh, my God.
I mean, listen, delete this a little guy, bit bro. Back based on delete circumstance. I'm not willing to say.
You noticed that Felix has never once asked for Sam Darnold to go to the Colts. Never one time ever. That man has been a free agent for 6 years, and he has never said every free agent this season is going to the Colts. But this man never one time wanted Sam Darnold, bro. Get out of here.
Yo, that's a great observation, bro. I didn't pick up on that.
Listen, Sam's never been free when we needed a quarterback. You understand? He's never been free. But listen.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, if you talk about a prop bet. If you want a prop bet, you take the over on whatever Sam Darnold touchdowns is. He's going over. He's
is
like
he the starter.
Who else is there?
I mean, nobody. He'll have JJ McCarthy behind him.
Oh my God, that's a shit quarterback room right there, buddy.
Listen,
I've been rooting for McCarthy.
Now McCarthy might win a job. Just throw Mac over there, too. Why not, bro?
Sam Darnold is going to light it up this year.
I don't hate Sam Darnold, by the way, but
Kevin O'Connell is going to have him in the right spots. He's finally got some coaching. He spent last year getting some good coaching in San Fran, and now he's basically running the same thing in Minnesota with another good man. I'm telling you. He might break the yardage record.
McConnell needs to grow a beard. He needs like some stubble or something.
Yeah, that baby face. I'm with you. Oddly enough,
better if he grew a beard, he'd win more.
I've never thought about that till you said it just now. It makes clear sense. He needs something.
Yeah. It doesn't even look like he has follicles.
Oh, that's tough.
Like, he waxes it, and I mean, it's perfectly, yeah, no homo.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Yeah. But you'll see. We'll see. Bet of the year. Bet of the year.
Like I said, I just wanted to give you a little bit back because it was interesting to me.
Yeah. He's 20-year-old kid coming in to New York City bright lights basically by himself because he had no offensive coordinator. He had no head coach. He had no receivers.
Like the worst team I could imagine getting drafted by.
He had no receivers. He had no nothing. Never. It's just him going against Bill Belichick. Of course he was seeing ghosts.
I could never, like, just the man, the Jets are so, like, if you're not, like, not everybody understands, like, New York, and, like, people are mean even trying to be nice. So, like, a kid that came from who knows where, it looks like he's from South Dakota.
Yeah, he's from California.
Well, he's not used to New York.
Yeah.
Surfer ski. Frightened. That's like, what's his name, bro? That they just drafted the number, what's his
fucking Zach name? Wilson?
Yeah, that little dude, Zach Wilson. They
coming
got that.
From, he coming was from Utah
to stand next to Chase and somebody else, bro. And that man had to go to New York. There was he had no
BYU
shot.
BYU to New York is quite a shock.
No shot from Morganville to New York.
Yeah, no dancing to clubs never shutting down.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it was tough for him. Hey, they say nobody is willing to trade for him. Nothing. They will
That's
not
wild,
swap
man.
A 13th round pick for him. Nobody wants him.
which is crazy because, like, if you did the draft and put him back in it, like, he would still get hyped. So how do you just – like, he must have done something. Like, he either doesn't – like, his iPad time is zero or, like, something to where people just don't – I think with Fields. Like, Fields
– they probably just waiting for him to
something.
Get
released. He's a quarterback
released.
And it's football. So I don't see how – I'm throwing a three, bro. Three, your third round draft pick hits 40% of the time. Give me Justin Fields and see what he can do. If he sucks, I mean, we did it for Josh Rosen, and we found out he sucked and moved on again. But Fields, like, just that ability, it's like there's no way he could just be trash, bro. Like, they can't. It can't
I'm
happen.
Telling you, I would take Fields and put him in the slot.
Do something with him. Hey, if you traded a third
for him, you're not taking Sam Darnold. You're not taking Fields. Put him as a quarterback. Put him in the slot. These quarterbacks.
I will take Fields, and I will have Darnold throwing the Fields. Let's go.
Little field bubble screen.
Yes, sir. I had Justin Jefferson, Addison, and Justin Fields in the slot with Darnold at quarterback. Roasted.
That.
Just
that's
killing
some
it.
Shit right there.
Yeah, just killing it. Oh, you know, Madden? Ooh, ask Rob. Well, I started a franchise 1 year with him. I think it was this last Madden. And when I switched Deebo Samuel to running back, they made him a 99.
Oh, my God.
And he was just ridiculous.
They got plays. They got a – where you could – I was putting Tyreek Hill as my running back. They only got a couple plays. So – and they nerf it, so you can't really rock it how you should.
No, no.
It's still funny to scan.
I changed his position to a running back. I changed his position to a running back, and his rating went up.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm talking about, like, online. Can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's old school.
We were doing online franchise.
I remember a long time ago, I played this older cat that thought he was raw. And I played him at his house, and it was old ass Madden. And his team was really good. I was legit at that year. And he had, like, created himself, like, all 99s and everything. Wow. And I still slaughtered this man, bro. He turned it off. And, you know, I'm talking about, like, I'm like 18 and he's like 30 something, 40 something, and he turned off the fucking PlayStation, walked out. He had creative players. I didn't even know until the end. I'm like, who the fuck is that? That man is fast. He had like a custom team and I spanked his ass. Anyway, I just thought that it was funny. My Madden career is over. Rest in peace.
Are you getting NCAA?
Nah, bro, because my Madden career is over. I can't start it back up. I'm dialed into whatever I'm doing, so I can't add that. So it's like adding that splits all my stuff up. I can't focus, man. That's non-productivity too. I'm trying to do productive stuff. Yeah, I'm not good at life right now.
I thought, didn't for a second, you were looking to do a gaming thing?
What you mean?
Like a gaming channel or something like
all
that?
All he does is
play
games.
About it because I'm trying to do something productive with what I do with all my time, which was playing Madden. So I was going to stream. So I just got big on watching everybody and doing it. I was like, man, I think this would be, and I just like, same thing as this. Like, I'm looking at, I need this. I got to buy this. I can't just throw it on there. I got to get the new camera and the new thing and then rewire it and be able to edit. And I'm like, okay, now I got to learn how to edit. I got to learn how to make. And I'm like, man, that's it. It's gone, bro. It's gone. On to the next.
He talked himself out of it.
That's what I do with everything. It's got to be right or I can't do it.
He talked himself out of it.
We're trying to get your mic right. And do is I just let it record, just cut out what doesn't work and keep it going. I'm like, no. That's editing. That's a lot of editing. I wait till we're good. I let it ride. If it's something crazy, I'll mark it down and I'll cut it out when I get there. But for the most part, the best is just let it go. Be as natural as you can be.
Yeah.
You got to cut out. It's like we have the funny shit about the pools and stuff like that. Your beard turning orange, but I can't play it because he got Crackle and McGee back there, so I got
I got the old snap crackle popper.
Yeah.
Oh
well. I'm no good with time either, but it's okay.
You ready for our Shane reaction? Our Shane Gillis reaction?
Our who? Our what?
Our we didn't do it last.
How long? How many episodes?
I tell you what. Hey, I tell you what, dude. If you really want to get lost in time, I bought this MetaQuest 3.
It's crazy.
And dude, this thing is ridiculous. I'm in a theater watching movies and stuff. It's crazy.
That's the new Facebook one, the Meta one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you can be in a theater with other people.
Yeah.
Watching. Oh, that's that like the Oculus thing?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Avatars though?
Yeah, it's avatars. It's crazy. Last night I was in there. They had some dude was streaming all the NBA games. It's like four NBA games in there. Everybody's in the theater talking crap. It's nuts.
That shit's wild. I want to try that. The Apple one looks crazy too, but I know it's new. Nuts.
It was and a Meta's Rick and Morty
working on theirs.
Now this shit was hilarious. It was a Rick and Morty room. I love Rick and Morty. So I hop in the Rick and Morty room and it's nothing but kids in there. So I'm like, yeah, yo, why are y'all watching Rick and Morty? Like, yeah, I'm nine. I'm like, bro, why are you watching Rick and Morty? Like, you're nine. Like, this is not for you. He gonna tell me, get out of here, old guy.
You fucking boomer. Yo, it's a lot of innuendo stuff that you don't understand when you're young. It's just funny. Because they got all this. I don't know if you guys heard about all the stuff going on with the Nickelodeon producer and everything.
I was going to say that. I watched the documentary and I was looking at it and I was like, yo, I did not know that.
Yeah,
I was...
all the Nickelodeon shows has some kind of something, man.
Yeah, it's like, Dan Schneider, bro. Dan Schneider was on the Epstein's list.
Yeah, yeah.
I was sitting there watching the documentary like, bro, I did not get this back then.
Like the number one show is like Ren and Stimpy, bro. If you watch Ren and Stimpy, bro, that is not for kids at all.
No. That was great.
That shit was funny though. Cause I mean, you know, Rick and Morty get wild.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, y'all is like young. Like, what are y'all doing in here?
Yeah, but people know like that's an adult cartoon for little kids to be watching that. That's weird, bro.
Yeah, like it was all little kids. Adult
cartoons.
I'm 10 years old.
Cartoon.
We're at the point where, depending on the age of the parent doesn't know how to go into Meta and change any settings or do anything and modify. They don't know how to do none of that shit. So the young kids are going to know all about it, and they're going to know how to backdoor it by the time that their parents not going to be able to do nothing.
No, but that shit is pretty dope, man. Like, when we get off of here, I'm probably going to go watch Shogun in a whole movie theater by myself.
See, if I could play Madden and it's crispy like that and it's on the headset, yo, that would be
crazy. Oh, you can play all kind of games on there.
Man, shoot.
It's crazy. And it's like mixed reality. So like I was playing a pool game and like it's actually my living room.
Correct. That's what I like.
With a pool table,
with a virtual
pool table in the middle of my living room.
Yeah. That's what I like. So I can still see everything. I can walk around, do whatever, but I got a screen up, you know, doing whatever.
Oh, that's man. I was washing dishes the other day. Had the screen over, watching YouTube over here. But yeah, they got this alien game I was playing. These dudes coming out the top of my roof.
How much was that? A couple grand?
I was going to say, no, that's
cheap. Nah, it's about five. It was five.
Apple's is like 3,500.
Apple's and is 3,500.
Like a third of the price.
The Quest 3 is 500.
Yeah.
You get that shit is dope.
You get I'm telling you, I'm gonna go watch Shogun. So they got the Disney app. You know the Disney saying, and
do you get dizzy? Like, does it make you nauseous?
I thought you said Disney. I don't get dizzy.
On my Pocahontas.
Nah, I don't get dizzy. It's wild.
I play Resident Evil on whatever the one we got over here. It's not. And man, that thing. Whew, I had to take it off.
Which one do you got?
I don't know.
The PlayStation
one,
VR?
One or two. No, it's MetaQuest.
It's a MetaQuest?
Or it's Meta, yeah.
Oh.
Liam's got the Oculus 2, I think.
Yeah, the 3 is the one that it's got the color pass through, so you can see everything out there. Yeah, the 2 had pass through, but it was black and white.
I'm trying to do that mixed reality.
Yeah, it's wild though, man. I'm telling you, and it looked like you went there. Like I was in a theater last night. Somebody was playing Gone in 60 Seconds. I just walked there, right? I'm just watching it. I hadn't seen Gone in 60 Seconds in years. And these people in there, they acting like they never seen Gone in 60 Seconds. This is a great movie.
You should have told them the end and ran out.
It's like it's some dude put like uploading his link and you just kind of wander through.
Yeah. Yep.
That's interesting.
Yeah, pretty.
So it links to my PC if I wanted to for the app. So I could play a movie off of my PC and have people come in or whatever and watch it. It's nuts, man.
It's gonna be once they get them normal looking glasses and it's mixed reality and I can see, that's gonna be when it's everybody's gonna rock that.
Yeah,
instead then of holding my phone while I'm walking, it's gonna just be in front of me.
Yeah. It's crazy though. It's crazy. Yeah,
and you could talk to it and it's gonna have the AI assistance. You're gonna be able to just tell the AI what you want to do. You ain't gotta click no damn buttons. You could just say open this, it's gonna open the app.
Hey.
Make a new post. Once the true AI gets going, that shit's gonna be, everybody's gonna have AI assistant. They're already starting right now. I just got an update on my phone where every time I click something, it's like Siri, but Siri is like the bottom of the barrel compared to what's coming.
Oh yeah. Oh, the one on Google is, the one on my Samsung is better than that. I'm serious.
Yeah. Now this is gonna get worse.
I can ask that thing anything.
Yeah, you're gonna be talking in general, and it's gonna like it'll work your phone for you. Hey, text so and so, blah blah. You know, like seamless.
Yeah, just
talking. I can't wait for that. That's what I need. I'm lazy as hell. I'm tired. My elbows is hurting. Holding my phone.
That's what they need to make. They need to make a cell phone, like the cell phone glasses. You know what I'm saying? With all that in it.
That's what I'm saying. With
glasses, you don't even need a phone. You don't need none of that.
That's when it's going to be, everything is going to be one. Like, it's not going to be a phone and a computer. Like, it's just
going to
be, it's just going to exist.
Some glasses.
Get a little,
That'd be dope.
I'm ready for that. That'd be dope.
That would be something. So when are we doing a mock draft show? So I can have my mock draft ready. I'm ready. I already know who I want Indy to take.
I need like a month.
I'd say a week or two before the draft.
Well, you should get started now because it's less than a month to the draft.
All right, Daniel Jeremiah, it is.
It's less than a month already. It's going to be the first this weekend,
25th,
isn't it?
25.
No.
Isn't it?
April.
Isn't the first?
Monday's the first.
Monday's the first?
Yeah, Monday's the first.
How about
so then it's 4, 11, 18, 25. So maybe 15 or 17, whether we record that Monday or that Wednesday, the 15th or the 17th, that'll be our mock draft leading into the coming week.
There you go. I'm so excited. I love mock drafts.
Bang, bang.
Love
them. No trades? Do it clean so we can see who hits the most.
Yeah, do it clean because trades, I start trading everybody. And be like, hey, man, I trade you 3 threes.
Hey, that's it.
I'm moving up from 28 to 6.
Yeah, you can have everything after this year. I just want the first pick.
Yeah, I would be like Mike Ditka when he traded for Ricky Williams. Like, listen, man, you can have every single pick. I just want this one.
I want this guy here.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do if I trade in mock. So and everybody will be trading. I have like 16 trades in my mock draft. Everybody's
been much.
People going to get multiple picks. Oh, they traded back into the first round. This is their third first round pick. Yeah, we'll just keep it the order the way it comes.
Word up.
Yeah. Well, somebody just made a trade, right? And moved out of the first round?
I don't know.
Oh, the Texans. Yeah. Texans made a trade with Minnesota. And they moved out of the first round.
Really?
It was like, yeah, it was a couple of days ago. Texans no longer have a first round pick.
Yeah, it says headline here. 2024 draft order, biggest needs for every team after Vikings trade with Texans for second pick and first round.
Yep. So they what the people thinking is they made that move to pick up another one. So when they try to move up for JJ McCarthy, they have two ones there. Huh, that they can move. Or they can trade one of the ones and trade a three plus something from another year and move up to get JJ McCarthy and still have another first round pick in the round.
Moving up for JJ just sounds crazy to me, man. Somebody's about to
Listen, Jim Harbaugh says he is the best quarterback in college history.
I'm not
following when Jim Harbaugh talks, you gotta listen. This is what they said.
Listen, if any coach who lets his quarterback throw only 9 times in a championship game, I'm not letting him tell me that his quarterback is the best in the draft.
No. He said he's the best college quarterback in history.
Yeah.
He's the best quarterback in this
draft. You only let him throw the ball 9 times. So
I'm not buying it. So they got 11 and 23. What he does.
11 and 23. They lost KG Osborne, Cousins, Danielle Hunter, Juan Yum, edge guy, linebacker, Marcus Davenport, another edge. They got Van Ginkle.
Davenport was there.
My guy, Van Ginkle, bro.
Yeah.
Flo knows how to use Van Ginkle.
Yeah, we're gonna show y'all how to use Raekwon Davis.
Yeah, you can use him. All right. Watch him get pushed off the line one on one.
He said he's so excited. He's so excited to play in a different defense.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to play nose because he can't because he's terrible at it.
He said he's so excited to play in a different scheme. He didn't like the scheme he was in.
Yeah, he's been in like 4 schemes his career. He's an idiot.
He didn't like it. He didn't like it. Hey, did you guys watch the new Roadhouse?
We had four. They had at least 3 different defensive coordinators. So that guy's he's drunk.
You didn't watch the new Roadhouse?
I did not know.
I tell you what. Patrick Swayze is still the best Roadhouse.
I'm going to take your word for it. I believe you.
I don't know what Roadhouse is.
You kind of young.
I'll send you the Family Guy. The Family Guy.
You kind of young. You never watched Roadhouse with Patrick Swayze?
Nah, Patrick Swayze's no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll send you the Family Guy clip.
Roadhouse.
Everything in life can be solved by roundhouse kicking.
You don't have to. You don't have to.
Listen. I understand you kind of young, but you're not that young. Like, you should have seen Roadhouse.
Or growing up.
We go over this all the time. I don't watch movies.
Patrick Swayze was in Ghost. He was in Dirty Dancing. He's not something a young adolescent boy is going to go watch. When Roadhouse came up and he had his tight leather pants on, I wasn't thinking it was an action movie. I just changed the channel.
Oh, he's dancing with tight
Are you
hands.
Crazy? Are Again, you crazy?
All I know from Roadhouse is what Family Guy showed me.
Roadhouse was a badass movie. Roadhouse. And then you sleep on Patrick Swayze.
Did you guys
between my Robin Hood Chippendale, code? That Point Break is him and Chris Farley, best sketch ever.
No, Point Break is the best Patrick Swayze movie.
Did you guys use my Robin Hood link and give me credit?
Oh, no, I forgot.
It's only $5. I'll give you the $5 back. I need 10 people. under my link, and I'll get the gold card. 36 grams of gold, baby. Taking it to the butcher.
36 grams of gold? How many ounces is
36
that?
36 grams of gold?
Well, it's...
What? What?
I don't know. Let me see.
Where 36 it? Look it up. Grams of gold.
Robinhood went crazy. They're giving 3% on anything, bro. 3% IRA
point
match.
Break. Point Break. That's what Tony Stark calls Thor. Point Break.
Have you seen Point Break? Patrick Swayze, Keanu Reeves.
I've never watched anything with Swayze.
Nah. Never seen
Point
Ghost?
Break was up.
No, I don't know what Ghost
They were bank robbers, and they used to they robbed banks with old president masks and shit.
Nope.
They had like Bush.
I've seen something like
they that. They had the George Bush mask. They had all the old president masks, and they were going to robbing banks and shit. Man, Point Break was fire. They remade it. It wasn't as good.
Oh, so maybe that's what I saw.
Now, most remakes are not good.
I definitely saw something where everyone wears a different president
mask. That's when you know your movie was good, when they start remaking it. Because they didn't remade Roadhouse, and they didn't remade Point Break. And they about to remake Ghost.
Are they really?
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Ghost is really good, bro. Some of these movies you can't remake.
Listen,
just leave them
you
alone.
You can't remake it unless you bring the old guy back. Get off my train! My train! You gotta have him in the movie. If he ain't in the movie, it ain't gonna work.
Now, he died a few years ago?
He was dead in the movie.
Well, he's dead in real life now, so I don't think they're gonna bring him back for the movie.
Hold up. My train guy died?
Yeah.
My train!
Touching it. How'd you learn to touch everything?
Get off my train! That way, Patrick Swayze said, no! Not until you show me how you do that.
Let me see here.
Patrick Swayze said, no! Not until you show me how to do that. I want to know how to do that.
You gotta feel it.
Gotta go feed my dogs.
My train? You think I jumped? You think I fell? Well, fuck you. It wasn't my time. I wasn't supposed to go.
Man, Ghost, I mean, bro, you're spot on with that.
Ghost was the shit. Man, I watched Ghost so many times. That was my mom's favorite movie.
Oh, bro, he died 2005.
Jesus. 2005? You made it sound like it was around the corner.
I thought it was, but I probably looked this up maybe a few months ago.
2005. What other movies was that guy in?
He was in People vs. Larry Flint, Tomorrow Never Dies, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Death to Smoochie, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Bro, it's on the top 250 of all time. Bro, his filmography from 71 to 2010. Oh yeah, because he died in 2005. Hey Arnold, the movie, Death of Smoochie, Ferrari.
Was he in My Bodyguard?
My Bodyguard?
Yeah, you know, this is Mooney's bike now. You never seen My Bodyguard either?
No.
Man.
I've seen you Bodyguard. Whitney Houston.
I grew up watching movies, so.
Me and my
cousins, we get together and we can quote just all kinds of movies. But like My Bodyguard, it was awesome. But it was who was in My Bodyguard?
I'm looking for. I don't see it on his movie.
What's the big name guy? Because that's when he first started. The big name guy in My Bodyguard? He had just like that was his big break. Yeah, what was his name? Matt Damon? Not that. One of them guys.
My Bodyguard, 1980. I wasn't even born yet.
Huh? You wasn't born yet?
Adam Baldwin, Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon. Matt Dillon.
That's his name. Matt Dillon. That's who I'm thinking of. I was like, this is where he got his big break. Yeah.
I think Matt I just Dillon. Watched a Matt Dillon movie.
I love My Bodyguard.
About Mary?
It's Matt got Dillon. The dude from, it's got the kid from Karate Kid in it, too.
Oh, no. I'm thinking about somebody else. Definitely not thinking about Matt Dillon.
No, maybe that wasn't him.
Who's the?
But yeah, my bodyguard. Like he was getting bullied and shit, and then he paid a dude to be his bodyguard, and he beat up the bully for him. But then he switched on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is Mooney's bike now.
Matt Damon is who I was thinking of.
Matt Damon. Yeah, he's famous too.
He's a Donkey King.
He's Matt Damon. Matt Damon's got a good, he's got a good discography.
I just watched Rounders from 98.
Oh, my sister loves, my sister loves Rounders, boy.
John Favreau put him on the map, put on, what's his name? Vince Vaughn. Rounders was a pretty damn good movie.
Yeah, I got it. I liked the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, but Matt Damon's got some good stuff, man. Was Matt Damon in Dogma? He was in Dogma, right?
I'm not Rounders. Who am I thinking of? With that's not Rounders.
Who? Rounders is a poker movie.
Yeah, yeah. Who am I thinking of with Jon Favreau and Vince Vaughn?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Dogma has Matt Damon, yes.
Yeah, he was Loki, right?
Yeah, he was in a lot of
Silent Bob big stuff. Titty naked bitches just don't fall out the sky, you know.
What am I thinking of with Vince Vaughn?
I love Jay and Silent Bob. Jay and Silent Bob are hilarious.
Noise, noise, noise.
No, the one you're thinking of with Favreau and Vince Vaughn is it's not Rounders.
No, Vince Swingers. Vaughn's not in that.
But it's Swingers.
Swingers. Man, yeah. Swingers. God damn, I'm looking
Rounders is like, with what's my guy in Rounders? Pay that man his money.
Ed Norton and Matt Damon.
God, what's the guy's name? He had the movie named after him.
Rounders?
No.
John Turturro.
No, not John Turturro.
John Malcolm. Now
I gotta Edward Norton. John Malkovich. Yeah, Malkovich.
He was Teddy. I saw a clip with them guys today.
Malkovich, but you ever seen the movie named after him?
John Malkovich?
Being John Malkovich. It's hilarious. I like John Malkovich. He was good in Red.
Was great.
Red.
Con Air was fantastic. Cyrus the Virus. Con Air.
He's Malkovich plays some good. Malkovich plays some good guys.
Well, because he doesn't play the same guy. Like he doesn't play like I'm trying to think, like De Niro, Pacino. They play the same guy in all the movies. They play that guy. John Malkovich, Johnny Depp. They play characters. They play anything that comes across the table, and they're good at it.
You like Red?
I've seen that. That's one with all like Bruce Willis is in it and all
this
shit.
You guys suck.
Red
retired, extremely dangerous.
Huh? I don't know, bro. Red means internet in Spanish. I see it on the TV all the time.
Red means retired, extremely dangerous.
What does
they're like
too mean?
They're like old guys that used to be like hitmen and shit.
Yeah. You got the ladies in it, old blonde haired lady, Bruce Willis is in there.
Yeah, everybody's in it. That movie's awesome. Part two was awesome too. They're retired, extremely dangerous.
I've wanted to see it, but then I rewatched The Walking Dead again, so it is what it is. Yeah, I watched the same shit over and over again. I don't watch.
Never seen an episode of The Walking Dead. Never, not one time. Nope. I'm good.
Have you seen Danzel? Other stuff.
Nope. Never heard of it.
It was all right. It was like a low key, low budget Game of Thrones movie.
Oh, really? Game of Thrones? Maybe I'll watch it.
It was all right. Your girl, Millie Bobby Brown, talked to a dragon.
Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Every step I take.
Nah, man. 11 from the Stranger Things.
Oh, that Millie. Millie Brown.
Millie Brown.
Millie Bobby, not Bobby Brown. Millie Bobby Brown.
Oh, okay. Bobby Brown. I'm ready for Game of Thrones. Are you ready for Game of Thrones?
It's called you talking about Damsel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
You ready for House of Fire?
How old is
Game of Thrones?
I got
you ready for Game of Thrones?
Season one.
You team green? You team green or team black?
I'm probably team black.
I gotta look it up. I don't know what you're talking about.
House of Dragons.
House of Dragons. Are you team green or team black?
You team black.
You team black, right? Yeah, I'm team black too. I like Damon.
Mike don't crack. Duh, bro. Come on, get it together.
I like Damon. Damon don't fuck around.
Oh, this is the one that already came out that I stopped watching. All about
fucking around.
Yeah, I stopped watching it.
After I got episodes. Right before the time jump and I stopped.
Yeah, where even the time jumped is when I stopped.
You're retarded. Both
of
you.
I didn't see the time jump, but the time jump's got to be good or you're going to lose me 100%. But that's not why they're awesome. Watching. I just didn't watch. I just was like, yo.
They're awesome. They're only showing the big those youngins to set it up. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get past that. You gotta see where.
Because I was doing the Blue Reacts at a time.
You gotta know where you
reacting to it. So I wasn't actually watching the show.
Listen, you gotta know where you come from to know where you're going. Okay, I read that on the card. All right,
yeah,
let's go. Are we ready? Are you ready for this?
Wrap it up, 48, bro.
Episode 48. Bud Dupree. That's all I can think of.
Bud Dupree. Wow. I mean, we got somebody.
Can you name another 48?
No, sir. Axel. What's his Foley? Name? Axel Foley. 48 Axel hours.
Foley.
That's it, bro.
Only nigga in Beverly Hills. Where's Axel Foley at?
Jelani Tavai from the Patriots.
No. Never heard of that
guy.
Not
many 48s out there. 48 hours.
Never heard of him. Take Bud Dupree, at least and you like it, and you love it, okay?
Two more episodes, and we'll actually have some good quality players.
Yeah, episode 48.
50s are good.
You know where to find your boys at. We on Instagram. We on the TikTok until it gets banned. We on Twitter, X, mehente.com, blackplanet.com, littlejewishpeople.com. Holla at us. You know how to get down. Let's go. Peace.